The town of Steubenville, Ohio, is reeling from a scandal that has tarnished the image of its beloved high school football team. Two players have been charged with raping a girl, and some in town worry that more players were involved, but that authorities are trying to protect the team. Tim Rudell of member station WKSU reports on how this small town is reacting to big pressures, both from outside and from within.
Steubenville is a small river town on the Ohio border in the foothills of Appalachia. To the west, reclaimed strip mines, woods, and hills stretch a long way into rural Ohio. 37 miles to the east is Pittsburgh. This is football country. Steelers, Browns, and Steubenville Big Red, a legendary high school team ranked in the top 20 nationally in all-time football victories. And critics say football's dominance here makes them suspicious of the investigation into allegations involving Big Red players last August. That's when a 16-year-old West Virginia girl was allegedly carried unconscious from one teen party to another and sexually assaulted. Two players were arrested and charged with the crime, but many people think that other players were involved. That's certainly what some social media activists allege as they post images purportedly of those parties. One video of a now former player joking about the girl's condition and treatment sparked worldwide outrage when it went viral a few weeks ago. Accusations, recriminations, and now threats are flying around this town.
There was a tweet that came across to a student that there was going to be attempted violence at the school, so the school made the decision to lock all the school buildings down.
That's Kathy Davison, Steubenville city manager. The all clear was given a few hours later when no threat was found and things returned to normal. But there is a new normal in the valley, as the locals call the area. It's one of distrust. Chastity Corder lives in Wintersville, Steubenville's suburb to the west. She's convinced by what she has seen on the web that there is indeed a cover-up to protect some Big Red football players.
I don't understand how football became so much more important than being a human being and respecting people when it just, it's crazy. This town is nothing anymore. They have Big Red football, and it's a really big thing.
Others strongly disagree. Even at a courthouse rally last weekend in support of the 16-year-old girl, there was considerable yelling back and forth, like this exchange between two women in the crowd, one admonishing the other not to automatically accept that other players had to be involved.
Why is only two been arrested?
Two, because it's not the whole school district.
Did I say it?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Sitting in Yorgo's, a landmark storefront restaurant on North 4th Street, longtime local Ronald Greenberg urges caution when considering so-called evidence that has been posted on numerous blogs and websites.
A lot of people have said, we weren't there physically, we didn't view anything that's happened, but many people in the community are aware of what they've seen on the internet. Until the right people evaluate everything, tapes can be altered, so someone needs to professionally define what has happened.
The local prosecutor, Jane Hanlon, quickly recused herself from the case because her son plays on the Big Red team. Local police say they've interviewed nearly 60 people in the case and call their investigation thorough. City Manager Davison also defends the police. She says the city now has a website exclusively for images and information about the case that's been verified by the Ohio Bureau of Investigation, which she says was brought into the case just 2 days after the rape complaint was filed. She says the city was scrupulous in trying to make sure that there were investigators not influenced by a love of Big Red football.
We didn't have the workforce to go through everything. We requested assistance from the state. And that was on the 17th of August. On the 22nd, we had charges against two individuals.
The trial of the two teens charged with rape was set for mid-February, but defense lawyers are now calling for a change of venue. They argue that witnesses will not be forthcoming if the trial is held in a town still under fire from outsiders and struggling with charges of a cover-up. For NPR News, I'm Tim Rudell.